guess my last Father's Day gift to you was a fail. I bought you that
nice weather station. I wanted one for so long.
So I finally buy you this nice little weather station. It sits up on top of the house, measures rain, wind, dew point.
And it doesn't measure rain.
Well, because there is, so you haven't been able to measure rain with it. And then the dew point isn't an issue anymore. So it just kind of sits there hoping for something. So maybe it's coming.
The display monitor is by our little breakfast table. And so I do look at it every morning, and it gives a little arrow as to whether or not it's approaching a cloud or approaching the sun. And
it's a little boring to look at.
My little weather station has been very boring. I'm just dying for something to fall out of the sky and see if it'll measure it. Yes. But we've got the monsoon, Royal says, possibly moving in as early as end of next week.
Wow.
And a great place to watch that is always the White Mountains.
Mm, the best. Those big old white clouds coming up over that big blue sky.
Mm, and that fresh forest smell and the fresh rain smell down in the creosote as well. But you have just sent our most recent Arizona staycation winners up to Greer.
Yeah, staying at the Lazy Trout Cabins. And actually, theirs is the Bear. What is it?
Lazy Bear.
Lazy Bear. But they have 8 cabins, and they sleep anywhere from 4 to 11 people. So you can take your whole family up there. And they're very family-friendly, as well as most of them are pet-friendly.
Most of them are dog-friendly. That's right.
And then they also have the Lazy Trout Motel right there with some rooms that you could, if you just want a room for a night or something, but get up there and get cool, take walks, and, you know, just smell the nice, fresh air up there. And then also, they took their Sanderson Ford up the hill, and they have a Soretta candy basket. If you go to SorettaCandy.com, I'm sorry, Cactus Candy this month.
Okay.
Cactus Candy. They have all kinds of great Arizona products, including prickly pear honey and prickly pear syrup and some barbecue sauces. Really great, unique gifts with Arizona flavor.
What a great place to go spend a weekend right now, just to kind of take a break, get up there to the White Mountains, beautiful Greer area. And, you know, we had 2 pretty significant fires over the last 15 years move through those parts of the White Mountains, the Rodeo Chetiskay Fire as well as the Walla Fire. But something y'all need to know is that the first trees that come back from a fire are the aspens. And what is better than the smell of an incoming monsoon rain shower, laying on your back beside a lake or a stream, listening to the riffling of the aspen leaves?
Doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't get much better than that.
And if you want a chance to win your Arizona staycation, the July package will be drawn on the 15th of this month. And that package, you get to go to Williams. So
we'll be drawing for that the 15th, next Friday, actual start of the monsoon season. So start of the monsoon season, we'll be drawing for the staycation winner to go to Williams, which is a fun little town.
Mm-hmm. Route 66 all along there. And I think Arizona's right there. You can go see the new Bears that just landed there from Anthem.
Yeah, right. The main street of Williams is a great, lots of great little restaurants, and there's always some cars up there and the hot rod clubs and all that. So Arizona staycations are available only at one place. That's rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a name, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out any car you want. Any car that Ford makes that is in the demo lot, you just get to walk to the demo lot and say, I want that one. Now, the folks that just got back from Winslow, they took the Edge.
They really liked it. So they'd never even heard of it before, but they really liked it.
Now, do we know what the family that's going to Greer
I do not.
And I think it's funny. We've been doing this staycation now for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I think. And it's funny to me how many people pick the F-150.
Well, I guess there's a lot of people who would never have need for a pickup truck, but if you had a chance to drive one, you'd sure love to.
Especially that 150. So Arizona staycation, only available at rosieonthehouse.com. We'd like to thank Sanderson Ford for sponsoring it. We always throw in gift box books from Roger Naylor or Arizona Highways, who also help us pull off. Arizona Highways always cues us off as to, well, if you're sending them here, maybe you can call this place or that place.
And lately we've been putting in the Arizona State Park passes and the little Arizona State Park book that tells you all the cool places that they are.
There you go. So it's RosieOnTheHouse.com for the Arizona Staycation. Here in the 8 o'clock hour coming up, we have Mr. John Eisenhower. He's going to come in and talk to us about trees, anything and everything having to do about trees. If you've got a tree that is under a little bit of stress, given the weather we've been experiencing here the last 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 months.
Like every tree you own.
Like every tree you own, for sure. John will have the answer for you. So join the conversation. You can get in early and dial 1-888-767-4348. We're celebrating National Homeowner Month. We'll have Realtor John Glutch in at 9 o'clock to talk about that. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about something specific to insulation. And we want to hear from y'all on your updates with your APS bills. We've got some input for you on that as well. All right here today at Rosie on the House.